If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
What's your story today, Kevin Wells?
So, this kind of goes along with what we were just talking about in a way. Have you guys ever gotten a letter saying, "We're sorry you died, but you're actually still alive"?
Oh, no.
Maine Health is apologizing for sending death notices to 500-plus living people.
I wrote that story yesterday. Forgot to use it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you forgot to use it because I needed a story today. I find this, like, one, sad, but also confusing and also a little fun. Like, how does this happen? A computer system error caused Maine Health officials to send letters of condolences to more than 500 living people to inform their next of kin their reported deaths. So if you're not keeping in contact with a parent or next of kin, I mean, this actually ends up being quite a serious situation.
Or a really cool way to get away. Right.
See, now you're twisting the scene.
You've been avoiding someone for 10 years. It's like, that's it. They think
you're really
dead,
looking at it from both sides.
Hey, I'm dead. I can really be dead.
The other side of the rainbow, my friend.
Yeah, you don't have to respond. You don't have to give people Christmas gifts. You can kind of just go off and do your own thing and no more family. But seriously, I mean, this is the cause of the mistake was a computer program that generates estate vendor letters, according to ABC News. So there were no medical records that listed these individuals as dead, but the computer program has since been corrected to prevent future occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
500 plus people. That's a lot
back
of people.
Back to AI, screwing up again. And can you imagine if you're an elderly person and you got that? That would be very upsetting.
Imagine if you were an elderly person with dementia or with mental thinking, like who already suffers from anxiety and other things. Yeah, it's pretty terrible in that way. Thinking about it through that lens, it's pretty sad and distressing.
Let's vote here. When do you think Lisa's going to go full Ted Kaczynski on us and
about AI?
Move into a cabin somewhere in Montana and
look, I was not crazy until my friend who does big events told me they were using it to scan the eyeballs of people in audiences at conventions. And that's what set me over the edge. Yes.
For what purpose?
Because you check into the convention with the app and they see if you're engaged with the speaker.
Yes,
they see if you're paying attention.
Wow.
You have no idea how much these biometrics are being used on a daily basis. They said, look for signs at your grocery store they're utilizing it. And that's how the robot comes up to you and tries to sell you bananas because they know you bought them last week.
Well, but that was more. I talked about that way back when I hosted the business lunch where there are cameras in the frozen food section or on the doors. And they can see where your eyes are facing or where they're pointed. So they will change the ads on the door to match what you're looking at. So if you're looking at beer, you'll get commercials on the door for different beers or things like that.
That's what happens with our phone every time we talk about something.
There she goes. Yep.
All right. Mary, will you save your story for after 5:30 and we'll let Steve do his here?
Okay.
10 points for everyone who can name this band. Come on. It's Kiss, the Kiss band.
Oh, what?
Ace Frehley. There's a movement to help get Ace Frehley, who died recently, to be an honorary astronaut. I guess he created the spaceman. He was the spaceman in Kiss, and he always wanted to be an astronaut. So there's a movement on change.org to make him an honorary, a posthumous captain among the astronauts. Ace Frehley, the captain. He died in October, just so last month, 74 years old. And he's been Space Ace since Kiss launched in 1973.
Did any of you see Iridian, who produces this show once in a while, but she is the everyday producer on John Hansen's Your Money Matters?
That's
she
a great
did
show.
A piece. Did you see what she did? The
no.
tribute to Ace Frehley?
No.
No.
Oh, jump on her Instagram. It is fantastic. It's just fantastic. All right. That's it for this. Mary, you're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars today?
Oh, I will instead of my story because that's more exciting than my story.
You always downplay your story.
Because after I wrote and talked about it in my head, I went, oh, it's kind of boring.
We're going to do both of those after the 5:30 news.
Okay, you can pick which one.
The news is next and the latest on what's happening with the airports from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.